When no one is watching, the heart of a Christian remote worker. Working from home is an opportunity for Christians to demonstrate Christ-like integrity. Telecommuting for work is nothing new, but for many, this past year has led to temporary or even permanent work-from-home situations. And while remote work presents many benefits to both workers and employers, it also comes with its own unique challenges. And there's one challenge every Christian worker needs to face head-on: integrity. I'm talking about doing what's right when nobody is watching. Easier to fake. Of course, this concern over remote work integrity is shared by employers as well. Your boss is wondering, if I can't see them, how do I know if they're really working? And as frustrating as that attitude might be to workers, if we're being honest, it's a fair thing for them to ask. Because if we're being really honest, at times we've all taken advantage of the remote work arrangement in a way that felt less than honest. The problem, however, isn't that remote work makes us lazy workers. It just makes it easier to get away with. In real life, you can't fake an online status in team chat so you can disappear to the golf course for the day. But anyone who's ever watched Seinfeld knows, in real life, there are ways of pretending to work hard, even when you're not. A virtual workplace just simplifies vocational subterfuge. But God has called us to faithfulness in our employment. 1 Peter 2:18 says, "Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust." If we're going to be the light of Christ in our workplace, our work must be marked by integrity. But how can we be sure we're actually working hard when no one's watching? Working from the heart. If work-from-home integrity is something you find yourself struggling with, think of it this way. Remote work may have providentially presented you with a helpful heart check. Perhaps it is revealed that even when you were in the office, you weren't actually working in a way that was pleasing to God. Maybe remote work has simply exposed your bad motives that were already there. What I mean is, if you only work hard when people are watching, it evidences a heart that is not seeking primarily to work for God. Colossians 3:23-24, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord." A better reason for integrity. There are plenty of secular business teachers who will emphasize the importance of integrity, but for them, the purpose of having integrity is so you don't accidentally get caught. But for us, integrity in the workplace is about recognizing that God is always watching, eager to reward faithfulness. It's about doing our work in a manner that is pleasing to the one whose opinion ultimately matters. It's only this view of integrity that will allow you to truly work from the heart, even when no one is around. It's also this eternal perspective on integrity that allows us not to get frustrated when we see those who lack it getting ahead. Remember, God does not see as the world sees. "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7. You may be able to fake results for a while. You may even fool your employer, but God is never deceived even for a moment. Those who work from the heart don't take shortcuts because they know God has an unblinking, bird's-eye view of the racetrack. When it comes to remote work integrity, get the heart right, and the how will follow.